The town of Okotoks has issued a clarification following yesterday's press release, which inaccurately described the state of a downtown entertainment district pilot. Okotoks has in fact not moved forward with the decision to pilot the project, but is instead looking for feedback from residents and business owners on the idea before the proposal goes to council for the final decision. A survey is available through April 21 for the community to have its say. It can be accessed at okotoks.ca/entertainment-district. In addition to the survey, downtown businesses will be contacted by the town's economic development team. Survey responses will be provided to council when the time comes to make a decision on the pilot. Should council approve the concept, an entertainment district bylaw would be established for the duration of the pilot, allowing for the consumption of alcohol within the district boundaries between 11 a.m. and 11 p.m., 7 days a week. Alcoholic beverages would be served in non-glass containers which must stay within the designated area. Okotoks' boundary would include Elizabeth Street and McRae Street, beginning at Northridge Drive down to the east side of Lineham Avenue. The proposed timeline for the pilot is June 17, Okotoks Parade Day, to November 17, Light Up Okotoks. In an updated press release, the town said gathering feedback from residents and members of the business community is an important step in guiding council's decision-making. The potential pilot also aims to determine if an entertainment district would benefit the community's downtown and local businesses while promoting tourism and enhancing events, according to the town. "We're excited to have the endorsement of the Okotoks Chamber of Commerce on the entertainment district pilot, proposed to launch this June. Our hope is that this pilot will enhance Okotoks downtown, one of our community's most vibrant areas," said Senior Economic Development Specialist Kent Rupert in a press release Thursday. "We are confident that this initiative, in combination with an increase in community events this year, will bring a greater draw to our downtown core." For additional information on the proposal and to complete the survey, visit okotoks.ca/entertainment-district. Original story. Of age attendees at Okotoks June Parade, November's Light Up and other events in between will be permitted to consume alcohol in a designated downtown area through a new pilot project. The town has made the decision to pilot an entertainment district in the community's core, which is now permitted through the passing of the Red Tape Reduction Implementation Act at the end of 2021. According to the town, entertainment districts are specified public areas where adults may consume alcohol outside of a licensed premises while taking in a variety of entertainment options. Approved bars and restaurants within the designated district area will be eligible to serve liquor for consumption within the boundary. Alcoholic beverages will be served in non-glass containers which must stay within the designated area. Okotoks' boundary includes Elizabeth Street and McRae Street, beginning at Northridge Drive down to the east side of Lineham Avenue. The pilot will begin June 17, Okotoks Parade Day, and run until November 17, which is the date of this year's Light Up Okotoks. The bylaw will allow alcohol consumption within the boundaries from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., 7 days a week. "This pilot project is being undertaken to help invigorate our downtown community, promote tourism, and support small and local businesses," the town said in a press release. "We're excited to have the endorsement of the Okotoks Chamber of Commerce on the Entertainment District pilot project set to launch this June. The project will enhance Okotoks downtown, one of our community's most vibrant areas," said Senior Economic Development Specialist Kent Rupert. "We are confident that this initiative, in combination with an increase in community events this year, will bring a greater draw to our downtown core." A survey has also been launched to gauge public opinion on the project. It can be accessed via surveymonkey.com/r/entertainment-district. For additional information on the pilot, visit the town website.